Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Welcome to my show, Stepping Into the Light, on Blog Talk Radio. Whatever time of day that you happen to be in, I know I have many people who are in Australia, some people on the West Coast, some people in England and Italy, Spain, clients who follow me. So at whatever time you happen to be in, I'd like to say hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. As most of you, a lot of you know, and for those of you who don't, I'm on the East Coast of the United States and actually in the Boston area. And usually I start my show with a song by Kev Rowe, whose music is, I think, fabulous and is very applicable to what I do as an intuitive. But today, in light of the events that happened in Boston on Monday, I'm going to play for you the Bruins, Boston Bruins game that was last night. And so we're just going to take a moment to listen to this. And this is the national anthem. And this is, you know, what happens when tragedy strikes us in the United States. Just take a moment and listen to this. Difficult it is for people to lose loved ones and not have said goodbye or, have had loved ones who they had a falling out with and hadn't spoke with in years and then regretted the fact afterwards. And, you know, so then people come to someone like myself to try to communicate or contact their loved ones, and not always for those reasons, of course. You know, some people just want to make know that their loved ones who have passed are okay and that sort of thing. But, you know, very often it's because of unfinished business. So how important is it to end your day every day, you know, with having been going back through your day and see if you have any unfinished business?
If you have unfinished business of the day, unfinished business of the week, the month, maybe it's been years since you've spoken to your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your nieces, nephews. You know, for very often times I hear that people will say, well, I don't remember why we're not speaking. We just had a falling out and we haven't spoken since, and it's been 13 years. You know, it's the question I often pose to people who are in dilemmas, and this can be any dilemma, not just in relationship dilemmas, you know, dilemmas that we face every day as human beings. Maybe it's a loss of work, maybe it's an illness, you know, maybe you're trying to decide if you should move. I don't know, it could be anything. But anyhow, the question I often ask people is, how important is it? Will it make you happy? And the third question that I often ask people is, in 6 months, will it matter? And so often, that last question, especially, people say, well, I don't know if it will matter. It won't matter. It probably won't matter in 6 months. Those are some really questions that I look at my clients and people who are with. And that's the question for so many things in your life, so many things that relate to your life. Like, again, whether it's home, work, you know, whatever. So, you know, you may want to jot that down and keep those handy, because those are questions that you can ask yourself so often. And please share that with other people. Share that with friends as well, because sometimes it can make a difference between not having regrets and having regrets, especially when it comes to losing loved ones so suddenly, as we know can happen every day or any day of our lives, whether it's through a horrible event like at the Boston Marathon on Monday, or the event of the explosion in Waco, Texas, within the last 20 hours or so, with so many lives lost there and so many people injured. Or it can be diagnosis tomorrow, or you maybe you already have a diagnosis. And you know, on the subject of diagnosis, I often get people who have had diagnosis, sometimes terminal, and I think it's a horrible thing. I don't agree with the medical profession on giving a terminal prognosis, because we don't know what our expiration date is. I have one client who, she's actually more than a client now. She's actually a very good friend, but she started as a client many years ago, 11 years ago, actually. And I met her very shortly after she got a terminal diagnosis with less than 6 months to live for a doctor. And I had a solid 45 minutes with her with no interruptions, where I was able to work on her with all the training that I've had. You know, many of you know that I'm a shaman, I'm a Reiki master. I also do a number of modalities, quantum touch, and I'm a certified angel healer. And I've taken everything that I've learned, and it sort of has wrapped up into my own little formula. Well, anyway, 6 days later, she came home and has complete function of everything, has one little tiny blind spot where she lost a very, very minute amount of her vision. You know, she's able to drive. She's got glowing reports from the doctors. And now that was a couple of years ago. So, you know, the whole point is, we don't know what our expiration date is. And seeing what's happened this week, these two big tragedies in Boston and in Waco, Texas, you know, you're the mind, because that, no. It was a great day in the morning and the day.
for my son's polo coach, so I'm sorry about that. She's seeing somebody out the window at the moment. Can't control those things, you know. So again, the calling number is 818-691-7313. We have about 12 minutes left. So if anyone has any questions that they would like to ask, or if anyone would like to share their story, if you were in the Boston area this week or Waco, Texas, or, you know, just would like to share your story, call on it. Now, right now, until September, just looking at some astrology here for a moment, because, you know, a lot of you who follow me know I do cover a little bit of astrology. I'll look in at that and see what's going on astrologically wise. And, not at the current moment, this has actually been in place for a while, but right now Pluto is in retrograde, and that will continue until September. And, with Pluto in retrograde, how that affects us is that it makes us look back on our inner darkness. So what does that mean? Well, it makes us reflect on who we are and what are the shadow areas of our lives, places where we can improve. For example, let's see, what would be a good example? You find that you have a critical personality. So that could be an area that could be improved on by learning some communication techniques, also by building your own self-esteem, because very often people who are critical of themselves and others, it's because, you know, their self-esteem is low. So now is the time, and this will be, like, again, through to September, to really look into your inner darkness. And what parts of you do you have that need healing? We have Taurus currently that is sort of softening that a little bit to calm down the energies and help us to connect to what is really important, you know. So, and it's also helping that when things just get too much on the outside, then it reminds us to just step back and breathe. Step back and breathe. It's a quick, simple technique and tool that when you just step back and breathe, you come into your center, grounded, you get grounded into your body, and come into the present moment. So if you're feeling overwhelmed with life or just in general for the moment, you may be going through some traumatic event, or, you know, the kids that just may be running around making a mess in the living room, drawing on the walls with crayons. I hope there aren't any kids out there listening. No, don't get any ideas by that. Anyway, you've got to have a sense of humor. That's the other thing. You've got to laugh about stuff, because laughter really heals. It heals the heart. It heals the soul. It helps you keep moving forward, even through the most difficult times. And, you know, sometimes it's hard, and sometimes you just have to cry. And that's another way to heal as well. You know, don't ever hold back the tears. Just let the tears flow. When you hold in the tears and you internalize the fears, the anger, the frustration, then that can lead to illness. You know, we've seen all sorts of studies holistically about this. Dr. Bruce Lipton's work is one that's phenomenal. You know, we see Louise Hay talk about this all the time, and her great book, You Can Heal Your Life. If you are familiar with Louise, or if you're not familiar with Louise, you know, I recommend that you take a look at her book, You Can Heal Your Life, because she's got many, many ailments in there, from anything from a sprained ankle to cancer, and she has the positive affirmations to say to help unprogram your conscious mind to reformat or reset. It's like when you reformat your computer. You know, we can do that with the brain, and that's Dr. Bruce Lipton's work, and also Lynn McTaggart. You can reformat the brain. You know, the conscious mind is what runs the show, and it gets us into trouble. So when we go into the inner space and reach into the subconscious, sorry, I did that backwards. Anyway, when we reach into, you know, our higher self, our higher knowing, that's where the true answers lie. I hope that, you know, if you need help with that, please feel free to contact me again through Facebook, or you can also follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine, or email me, CynthiaFontaine@live.com. I do have a few appointments left for April, and I am scheduling into May and June now. And so if you would like to schedule a reading or an intuitive counseling session with me, please feel free to contact me at CynthiaFontaine@live.com. You can also reach me through Facebook, and my Facebook page is Intuitive Medium, Psychic Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. I know it's long. And if you can't find it that way, just look me up at CynthiaFontaine.142. And that's my personal page, and you can find the link to my intuitive page from there. You know, not a lot happens on my personal page, to be honest with you. You know, most of the action is on my intuitive page. So if you do go on my Facebook page, you know, you can friend me. But again, most of my action goes on my intuitive page. So that's the place you want to be. So like my intuitive page. And sometimes, periodically, I come on randomly and will take questions on Facebook, you know, and do maybe a half an hour of question and answers. And so you can look for that as well. So if you like my page, then you will get updates to when I'm doing that. I also launched a new company on April 7th called Alchemy of the Earth, and it's all natural body products. And we've been testing products now for over a year and researching for longer. And we've got some really, really great products. And you can find those on Facebook. And the Facebook is Alchemy of the Earth. Facebook, www.facebook.com/Alchemy of the Earth. You can also email me, again, at CynthiaFontaine@live.com if you're interested in purchasing those products. My website is under construction or reconstruction, and the website for Alchemy of the Earth. They're actually going to be all in one, but you'll be able to get to the website either to contact me or to read my latest blog on the website. And the Alchemy of the Earth will also also be connected to that website. If you would like to read my blog, I am on, I'm just looking it up here. I am on Google Blogger, and it's just, again, my name, Cynthia Fontaine. So you can find me there as well, sign up to follow my blogs. I try to do a blog once a month. Sometimes I do them a little often, although with the launch of Alchemy of the Earth, I haven't had a chance to do a blog recently. I'm going to try to get a new blog up within the next week. It looks like there's some technical difficulties on, I just got a message from Blog Talk, and technical difficulties, so the site has a wide outage. And now